Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this delightfully warm Sunday morning. It is so good that we can gather in a holy place and to do the things that are so important for ourselves, to lift up our hearts and souls in praise, to hear the word of God, and to be together as a community. So welcome and thank you for being here this morning. I do have one announcement that I'd like to make. On September 7th, we go back to our two services, but that's also when we're going to hold our Roundup Sunday. Roundup Sunday is a day where the ministries of the church can be explored and talked about in a way that we can round up some new volunteers. We can also round up people that are coming back from their cottages. I believe there may even be a lunch that day. So September 7th is a wonderful opportunity to come to church to start our new year with a bit of a bang. And also, we are having a blessing of school supplies and backpacks, purses, or bags on September 7th as well. So if you have bags or anything like that that you'd like to have blessed for the year ahead, it would be a great opportunity to do that on Sunday, September 7th at the 10:30 service. So that's my announcement. So with that, let us take a moment, stand, and sing together hymn number one. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and sent into our hearts the Spirit of your Son. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that all people may know the glorious liberty of the children of God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Would the congregation please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture?
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered the kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the raging fires, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to the flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
Hear, O shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock. Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim.
In the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come to help us.
You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You cast out the nations and planted it.
You prepared the ground for it. It took root and filled the
The mountains were covered by its shadow, and the towering cedar trees by its boughs.
You stretched out its tendrils to the sea, and its branches to the river.
Why have you broken down its wall? so that all who pass by pluck off its grapes.
The wild boar of the forest has ravaged it, and the beasts of the field have grazed upon it.
Turn now, O God of hosts, look down from heaven.
Behold and tend this vine. Preserve what your strong hand has planted.
They burned it with fire like rubbish. At the rebuke of your countenance, let them perish.
Let your hand be upon the one at your side in honor, the one you have made so strong for yourself.
And so will we never turn away from you. Give us life that we may call upon your name.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 in one household will be divided, 3 against 2, and 2 against 3. They will be divided. Father against son, and son against father. Mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say it is going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So last week, I talked about faith. I talked about faith being something more than just a checklist in your brain saying, yep, I believe in this, I believe in this, it's all good. Sometimes faith is about taking a step, acting if God is present in the world, even when your brain says it might not go the way you want to. Now, ideally, Anne would have been here to preach on these readings because they are the follow-up to that. I left this wonderful statement that said, if you have faith, things will work out. Today's lesson is that sometimes working out doesn't always look like you want it to. Sometimes conflict is the result. Now, when I hear of Jesus, the Jesus I have in my heart and my mind is a bringer of peace, someone who loves and cares for everyone. And yet in the Gospel of Luke, we have him saying, I bring division. What do we do with that? How do we wrestle with that, with our understanding of who God is? And how do we incorporate that into a worldview, and better yet, into a course of action that we take out from this place, that we use to shape our world around us? Some of you may not know that my undergraduate degree was in history, but I had a double major also with conflict resolution. I studied with the Menno Simons Institute in Winnipeg, a Mennonite society on nonviolence, and by the time I graduated my degree, I was actually a licensed mediator. And my other career path was to work with high-powered entities and corporations and work out conflict. I chose the harder path, the church. But there's a thought about what conflict and division truly is. For some people, the absence of tension, the absence of disagreement, is what's meant by peace. And I don't think that that's true. Because under the surface, things bubble away all the time. What a sustainable peace is it's a peace where division and conflict have a place to exist, but are sheltered and protected in the understanding of God's infinite grace and huge forgiveness. Our first reading goes through all of the Old Testament, talking about the people that went through hard times and hard things. And even the author of that reading says, I don't have space or time to list them all. And if you know your Old Testament and even New Testament, we can find countless stories of people whose faith led them into tough situations. It convicted them to stand up, to proclaim, to choose a harder path rather than the easy path, a path that sometimes means self-sacrifice, forgiveness, and admitting fault. This is a hard thing to do. I don't know about you, but I like my life to be smooth sailing. I don't like tension. I don't like conflict. Probably one of the reasons I went into it as an undergraduate degree, to learn how to actually deal with it, because I wear it on the inside. But to have faith means that sometimes, just like David and Solomon and the whole other list of names that we read, we'll find ourselves in situations that are uncomfortable, that are hard, that are tough, and that call on us to act in faith. You might be mad at your neighbor. You might be upset with doctors. But to act in faith, to act as Jesus would act in those situations, is what we're called to do. It's not easy. And sometimes it might risk escalating a conflict. Something buried under the surface sometimes needs to be brought up and dealt with before a true peace can be there. Sometimes our faith calls us into hard and awkward situations. In a deeply gross abuse of clerical power, I'm going to invite you into an awkward situation. Our Sunday service, the 7th, the Roundup Sunday, with the blessing of the backpacks, is a perfect opportunity to step outside of our comfort zones and to invite people in. And as a result of that, I have had Rebecca print up lovely invitation cards for the congregation. My challenge to you is to invite someone to come on September 7th to check out this community. Oh, evangelism in the Anglican Church is one of those things that we don't like. I can see a few thoughts on people's faces saying, are you kidding me? I'm totally not going to do that. Here's the challenge. If David can find himself in the situations that he has, if the lion's teeth can be shut, what might happen if you invite your friend or your neighbor, your cousin? What could happen if you put yourself out there? Maybe it's a hard situation. Maybe conflict arises. Maybe you have to have a conversation with your child about why they don't go to church anymore. Worse yet, maybe they say, absolutely, I'll come along. And then you have to sit with them on that Sunday. God puts into our heart, puts into our lives many opportunities. Maybe this isn't the one for you, but I bet if you think deeply, you'll find in yourself some point of resistance, some point where you know you need to follow Jesus' example. There's some opportunity to be living the faith. On our Wednesday gathering, where we get together and go through these readings, we talked a little bit about tradition and faith. We talked about how this is a place, ideally, where faith is alive. And that faith isn't about which candle we light first or whether Michael's wearing the right color stole. It's about something deep inside us that calls us into relationship with God and with one another. It's a thing that I think all of you value because you came out to this place on a Sunday where it is so hot in here that everyone could be at home in their air conditioned, far more comfortable. There is something important that brought you here, and that's God. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be risky? Wouldn't it be terrifying to take a step out and to invite someone you care about to share in something that you find great value in? I don't know how that will go, but I do know that if we never provide opportunities for God to act, God works through us. So let's provide space. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And I'd invite you to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Lord of time and eternity, you call your church to prophetic voice. Inspire all who bear your name to persevere in seeking your will. May the vineyard of our lives bear fruit in the warmth of your love. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Lord of time and eternity, you judge us with mercy and truth. Hear the cry of all who long for justice, the poor and weak, all at the mercy of the unscrupulous and violent. Give us courage to choose life in all its fullness. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Lord of time and eternity, we pray for all whose stance brings them into conflict. Give us humble and contrite hearts, standing for whatever is honorable and noble, and building bridges where reconciliation may grow. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Lord of time and eternity, you are tender and gentle with all who are afflicted. Show compassion on all who seek your healing touch. Restore us, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. We think today especially of Gavin, Linda, Tom, Gail, Mary Lou, Philip, John, Catherine, Kelly, Andrew, Diane, Brian, Jocelyn, Jovia, Sherry, Deb, Ronnelly, Vicky, Don and Nancy, Andrew, Scott, John, Bill, Beth, Arnold and Marilyn. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Lord of time and eternity, you came to save the lost and restore the fallen. In your mercy, gather to yourself those who have died. Raise us with them to share in the bounty of your love. God, our joy and strength, we sing of your glory.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another. Let us pray. Loving God and Father, you have adopted us to be your heirs. Accept all that we offer you this day, and give us grace to live as children of faith. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who on the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you." In the same way he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. And we ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body,
for we all share in the one bread.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we have received a token of your promise. May we who have been nourished by holy things live as faithful heirs to your promised kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. And don't forget the invitations.